Got to feed that boy.
You are getting your man card pulled.
It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guide.
Welcome and good morning. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week on all these Jethro stations and everywhere else around the country. Man, Bob, summer is blowing by, dude. We're already at the 11th or 10th of August, and it's like, where to go? Nights are a little cooler. Pool heater is getting on every morning to bring it back up after Mother Nature takes 4 or 5 degrees away every night from me. But the gas man will like that. I'm supporting the economy, so life's good. But I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Yeah, I sometimes feel that it's unfair that the two of us have to support the economy and everybody else doesn't.
There's a few others that listen. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I got the same problem. Only more water to heat.
Right, yeah, yours so is bigger than mine.
It really screams. That gas meter is right outside the master bedroom.
Yeah, you can hear it whizzing.
I can hear it. It's like, so if you were thinking of anything fun while you're in the bedroom,
yeah,
that takes all the fun
away. Yeah, I got an algae problem. I don't know why. It rained a couple times, and I had perfectly clear water, and I'm green all of a sudden, and now they're coaching me on. I have to get some sort of algicide with copper in it.
That works really good.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So not so good on your wallet, though. I might know.
No, it's like $50 a bottle.
Yeah, just like that. Yep. And I happen to need two of them. And then when I put them in, they worked for a day, and then bam, it was back. So maybe go get a couple more.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. So you can take some copper wire and throw it in your skimmer. And fight it as well.
Oh, really?
Little cheap tip. Little Dutch tip there.
There you go.
How about that?
Barbecue Bob is now Pool Bobby. So we are good.
Yeah, I was in that business a long time.
I know you were. But that's cool.
One of four industries I've been in.
Right, yeah.
And I did a boomerang. I'm right back into my original.
I understand. Hey, did you do any barbecuing this last week?
You got to figure out what you're going to do when you're 67 years old.
Oh, right, yeah. Maybe you should have already done it by then. Now you're just on cruise control.
I have, but you know what? I'm doing a wedding this weekend up in my hometown. And
do they still claim that? I mean, do they allow you to come in and
say
actually,
it's my hometown? They're very proud of me.
And oh, my God. Well, it's a small town.
They're worried about you, actually, so they're all looking out for you.
Right, yeah.
Especially the city manager. He's waiting for that that little white, whatever. Right, I won't even say what kind of Chevy you drive, Equinox or whatever it is.
Right, yeah. Obnoxious. It's an obnoxious.
Yeah. So, but my point is, I'm doing a wedding. One of my best friend's kids getting married, and it's going to be great. I've got the pork butts are finishing right now. I'm going to go home, take them off, and wrap. They're not wrapped. I'm going to wrap them in butcher paper and put them in a cooler.
Yep.
I'm doing it a little different now. I'm wrapping them at the end, and it works out just great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Save a lot of foil, too.
I still wrap at about 150 to 155, somewhere in there, and then bring them up to just a little over 200 is what I'm doing. And I do also throw them in a dry cooler and hang on to them until, because I like to pull it as close to eating time as we can.
Yep, that's why I'm bringing them all in a cooler and pull them at 195, wrap them, throw them in my five-day coolers.
Yep.
And they just keep cooking. And when that butcher paper is saturated when I pull them.
Right.
So it works great. People seem to love it. But regardless, I'm also doing my favorite chicken steak, I call it, which is a boneless, skinless thigh done a certain way. And then I'm doing, of course, Southern Mac and getting beans from the Hall Street, buns from the Hall Street Bakery.
Right.
And picking those up about 2 o'clock on my way up.
Yeah.
And it's going to be wonderful.
Note to self, brother, they need to be cut. They're not cut from
there. Yeah, I'm all prepared.
Okay.
But my point about what brought all that in was this friend of mine is Tom Eichenberg, and he's kind of an iconic citizen of that area. He used to own the Osceola Inn, or we called it the hotel, and it's this big 4 or 5 story building downtown that everybody going north from Grand Rapids or Chicago on a Friday night would go there for dinner because it was like world-class food.
Yep.
This dude knows food. And so I'm going out to see him when I'm done with the wedding. I promised him I'd see his house for 5 years, and Margo passed away years ago. And so it gives me a good excuse and a free bed.
There you go.
But I get to see him, and he's going to be cooking, he said, till midnight.
Oh.
Because he's big with the Knights of Columbus there. And he just, you know, he's kind
of
like
part
you.
Of the wedding.
He's kind of like you. No, he's kind of like you. He's always doing charity work, and he's just a great guy. So surround yourself with good people.
Right.
And we're going to do that in the next segment because we have, if you can sense the aroma in this studio, we have Thomas DeMott coming up from Two Bones.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually a barbecue. And there's a good story to it. And Jeff Knobloch, of course, from Trail Point. So we've got just a wonderful three segments that could turn into an all-dayer here.
Yeah, man. Exactly. Yeah. You know, you talked about your chicken steaks. We talked a little bit about that last week. But I am looking for a new marinade recipe. And I'm playing with a few things. And I want to go kind of a fruit juice profile on the chicken rather than teriyaki every time. So I just want to chat with you a little bit about that and get your thoughts on
that. Yeah, teriyaki gets old after a while.
It does. Well, you know, you serve it to different
people.
People love it. Right, yeah. You serve it to different people all the way along, but I'd like to offer another.
Yeah.
What happened is I got a referral for a wedding next summer.
Okay.
And
you want the
bride
bring some bling.
Yeah, I'm talking to the bride, and she goes, you know, do you have a website and a menu? I was like, no, we just do this as we go. Tell me what you like, and I got down to we need some chicken.
I kind of figured it out the day I'm cooking.
No, but I don't, you know, we don't publish a menu anywhere or have a website for the catering side. So the bottom line was I got down to chicken talking to her. And I said, you know, thighs are perfect. They're moist and they cook up great. And I said, well, I usually do them teriyaki. And the immediate response was, oh, I hate teriyaki. So then I'm like, okay, well, we can do some other flavor. And her question then was, what flavors? Right? So now, but
and
it made me think.
And then you started.
Yeah, no, it made me think. I immediately went to like a Hawaiian, right? It's got some pineapple in it and maybe a little coconut flavor or something like that. But anyway, at the end of the day, I thought about it. It's like, I got to get out of that rut, right?
Well, in Hawaii, personally speaking, it was always teriyaki.
Right, so, right.
I couldn't advise you of something that's really Hawaiian for chicken.
Well, and she
I'm
wasn't
sure
Hawaiian.
Hawaiians were, I'm sure they would tend to disagree now. They've probably come up with some great things. But I would tell you from, again, personal experience, do your marinade with orange juice. It's very acidic, and it tends to be a little more flexible. You can bring it in a lot of different directions, but especially I'm a huge fan of Mexican food, and so I might marinate it in orange juice and then just go with my secret, cheap, easy way out, which is tahini. I mean, tahini.
Not so secret anymore.
Well, you even use it now.
Right.
So it's wonderful. It's got a citric profile. It's got a bit of zing to it. It's got a little pep, but it's not overbearing. It won't hurt anybody.
Right.
And every time I use it, people just love it.
Yep. Yep.
They even make a version of it to rim your glass for a margarita.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
It's really nice.
So would I need to worry about the acidicness of the orange juice cooking the chicken? I mean,
nope.
I don't need to worry about that.
I would do 6 hours max.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's why. Yeah.
And even if it does cook it a little bit, you're going to cook it anyway. You'll never see it.
Right.
I mean, you're not going to like totally cook the chicken.
Right.
It's not like ceviche or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, ceviche chicken. I wouldn't recommend that. But
tastes just like fish.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Sponsored by Charmin. Yeah. But anyway, coming up next,
Mr. Whipple preferred.
Right, yeah. Let's get off the catering gig and let's get on the beer and food train that some professionals that do this for a living are with us. Jeff and Thomas are here, and they're going to, I'm assuming he walked in with a case of beer, so I'm assuming we're going to do a little taste testing.
I said it could turn into an all-dayer.
That's right. And then there was a cooler full of food that's making the studio smell great. So, you know what? buckle up. Here we go. When beer and food shows up, the show usually takes a turn, but it should be fun. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Andy Havemeyer, operating owner of Wealthy Street Bakery, where we're more than just pastries. Open from 6:30 to 9, Monday through Saturday, and 8 to 3 on Sundays. You can enjoy a fresh pastry in the morning, a hearty sandwich for lunch, or a delicious brick oven pizza for dinner. Whether you're into coffee and tea, beer or wine, our drink menu is sure to have something for everyone. We hope to see you soon. Don't forget to check out our sister location, Hall Street Bakery, on the corner of Hall and Fuller. Check out our menus online at wealthystreetbakery.com and also at hallstreetbakery.com.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, Jethro Network, all over this world and through the podcast. So we're glad you're tuning in.
Not to miss the Michigan Talk Network and our, of course, alma mater, Ferris, WBRN in Big Rapids.
Yep, yep.
I've Big got some, stick up there.
I got some buddies that pick it up there.
I got lots of them, yeah.
Yep. So, Bob, you invited some guests into the studio with us. The studio table just got really full, but it's full of beer.
Our favorite scene, isn't it?
Yeah, it's full of beer, though, well, so take it away, baby.
It's a great story. You'll appreciate this because you would have done exactly the same thing. It's last Saturday. I'm coming back from helping my sister. My brother-in-law passed away, so I went over to help my sister, you know, get rid of a bunch of stuff. And Americans have stuff. And she had a basement full of boxes. They've moved several times. And every time she moved, they just moved the boxes down there and bought all new stuff. So we're going through all this stuff. And it was a very hot day. So I'm really depleted. About 3-4 o'clock, I said, I got to go home. I think my wife was gone. So I was going home to an empty house, believe it or not, like I have right now. And setting you up, Jop.
Hey, man, if you've listened to this show before, this is old hat. So just keep it going, man.
So I'm going through Allendale because she lives in Grand Haven. And I go by one of my favorite breweries. And of course,
you didn't. You went in.
No.
You didn't go by. You went in.
This is my story. Yeah. So I had to look over at Trail Point and just say, God, I wish I could stop. And I look over and I see this like gangster looking giant bus that's all blacked out. And I'm like, man, there's like a you know, I don't know, some mobsters there or something. And I see barbecue on the side and it's a giant city bus or, you know, the big giant ones. And I'm flying by and I'm like, this, I can't drive by this. I got to see this. So I hit the brakes, whip a Yui in the median there and pull back in. Pulled right up next to the bus, got out, and immediately walked right in the back of the bus.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who owns this thing? And that's when I met Thomas DeMott. And I want to introduce you to Thomas DeMott from Two Bones and Jeff Knobloch, of course, from Trail Point, who's been here several times. And we keep having him back because he's just one of those hammers that knows how to build a good beer. But before Jeff comes on, I want to say hi to Thomas and apologize for just walking onto your bus.
Well, hey guys, it's good to be here today.
I'm glad you're here.
Me. Yep.
Yeah, tell us about it, man. So Two Bones, if you don't, I'm not familiar. Help me out.
All right. So I was a career construction guy. I was a painter, not going to lie. That's all. And then
that's a little Trail Point going on.
Ran my business for a couple or for 20 some years and didn't want to retire a painter because I don't know any painters that really retire. They just keep working.
Right.
So I had this idea. I've been always interested in food, making food. I think the first meal I made for my friends was a country style pork rib that was like baked in the oven because that's the way my mom used to do it. So I used to cook for my friends, and as I got older, I started doing things in the church. Their big family dinners and special events is something that I would do at
the
church.
Sure, once the church finds out you can cook.
Exactly, you do a lot of it.
It's the 80-20 rule.
I was really happy to do it, but we were serving 240 people in an afternoon that I had to get food ready and serve them in a half an hour, and I started to think about how to monetize that because it was something I really enjoyed. So,
Thomas?
Yeah.
You want to know what? That's exactly how this radio show started. He and I met at a church. We started cooking at the church, and then we started teaching people how to cook because I'll brag, our cooking was a lot better than the previous cooks that were there.
Yeah, that's all it takes sometimes.
And we were having men's nights, and then we started teaching, and a third guy comes up and says, you guys need to put this on a bigger platform than he was a radio consultant, and here we are, 15 years later. But
yeah,
it started
cool.
The same way. Started at our church.
Yeah, that's a good place to start with a lot of things.
So. Yeah, there's a whole lot of other meetings that took place.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the one at Deer Camp. But.
Right. Well, those were just perfecting the idea. That's all those were. Yeah.
So it's me
that's where the ideas are born, I think.
It's right. Me doing a pitch to Randy about why he needs to jump in on this thing.
Why I need to write a big check to buy us time on a radio station is what that was all about. But anyway, history is all good. But anyway, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I had to make that connection.
Yeah. So my dad and I would have breakfast often. He came back from California, and he said, Tom, I think you should think about a food truck. And I thought, I don't want a food truck. You know, I'm thinking restaurant or brick and mortar and things. And I wrote a number of business plans that never really went anywhere. And then one day I was looking through an auction site, and I saw these city buses that were auctioning off, and I did some research and found out that they auction off really cheap when they retire.
Yeah.
They're required to retire at a certain age.
Right.
So I started bidding on one.
And how did the headroom work out in a city bus better than a school bus, right?
Well, sure. It's a low floor platform is what they would call it because they're curb height. And it seems to be the perfect platform, in my opinion, for a food truck because you're closer with your customer. They have big windows on the side that flip up, and as I'm driving through,
I took one look at it, and the light bulb went off. I thought, oh my gosh, a bigger bus, because a lot of guys do school buses,
right?
And I love schoolies and all those people that convert school buses.
Oh sure,
I saw yours, and I thought, holy cow, this is a whole new way to do it.
Well, here's the other thing is those municipalities take great care of those buses. There's an absolute maintenance program that they're on, and it's routine, and they don't miss a beat on it because they're serving the public and they have to. So when you get one of those, it's been maintained as good as anything will have been.
And that's the same concept that I think schoolies like about school buses. When they get them, they've got brand new tires.
Right,
they've got a diesel motor with 150,000 on it, so it's barely broken.
Yeah.
You know, and
one of those.
Those are deals.
Exactly.
Those are deals. So what he's got in this thing, Jop, you got to see it. And
you didn't drive it here today, did you?
No, I didn't. It's working today.
Right, so. Yeah, I get it. There you go.
But, dude, it's a full kitchen. Big draft hood, all kinds of stuff. And I took some pictures I can post, but it's... You're going to love it.
Wow.
And don't even start talking about buying one.
No.
Because I'm not doing it.
Yeah. My problem is storage.
I don't know if it's a great idea for everybody.
I don't want it ending up at my house.
Right. It's in, hey, Bob, I'm going to park the bus out back. Yeah. Yeah. That's good. But so...
He's parked right next to Trail Point.
Right.
And Jeff Knobloch, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. Jeff's been on the show several times. Seems like done some things out there. I know we've worked together on several things, but wonderful place in Allendale. Town needed it.
Right.
And
on Lake Michigan Drive.
They just happened to get a guy who really knows how to make a good beer. And cheers to you. What's this we're trying right now?
Well, Bob and Jop, thank you for having me out again.
Oh, so man. Love to have you.
I always love having a few beers with you.
Right. Yeah. How can that be wrong, right?
And not only did you stop out on the day that Tom was there, but it was our 9th anniversary. So it was our 9th.
Oh, that's why you had
years.
The big celebration.
Yeah. So it was just it was a big day for us. And we've been working with Tom and his crew for 5 years now. It's been a great, great
relationship. So having that bus pulled right up next to your, they got a wonderful, if you've never been to Trail Point, I encourage you to go. They've got a wonderful outdoor patio. This time of year, you've got months and months of just perfect enjoyment out there. and it, your whole place is just set up. You've got bank, you've got meeting rooms and different things like that. But the bus is pulled right along the west side, which, I mean, the people couldn't have it better. They just walk up and get some fantastic barbecue.
Hey, Bob, we got to take a break. We're running long. Great, great topic. We'll be back in a minute.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards.
If you're feeling hungry and you want something to eat, make yourself a list and head on down to Sobey Meats, where our staff is always friendly and they all know our creed. Come on down to Sobey's and let us meet your needs. We have kielbasa, kapusta, chicken, pork, and beef. Seafood and hot sticks, a snack that can't be beat. Dairy and deli, groceries, beer, and wine. And once you shop at Sobey's, you'll shop there all the time.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats. Please stop by to see Teresa and myself and the whole gang for good old-fashioned service at 3450 Remembrance Road. Make sure you visit SobeyMeats.com for our specials, and thank you for your support.
So when you're feeling hungry and you want something to eat, make yourself a list and head on down to Sobey Meats. And if you're really satisfied, there's one way we can tell. When you leave the store, make sure you ring our bell.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the body, we'll bring the smoke.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're in the middle of conversation, Bob, when we ran out of time there, about Trail Point.
Let's pick that up. I felt a hook go around my neck. Yeah. Conrad was pulling on it.
Yep, exactly. Let's pick that up where we left off.
So anyway, very nice to go on that bus and meet Thomas's family. And then I went inside and I got to meet Jeff's family. I don't think I've ever met your wife before, and I met her father, I believe. Mm-hmm. And it was just a cool story.
Big Ed.
You love, huh?
Big Ed.
Yeah, Big Ed. He's the bouncer at the door, and just it's. I don't know. I think
he let you in.
Yeah, he did. I think everybody's nicer after a couple of beers. But what we're tasting right now is called Echoes of Eternity, and it's a Czech Pils. And I was telling Jeff on the break that the very first really good beer I ever had, which turned the light on to, like, there are better beers than Coors, was when my brother-in-law gave me a Pilsner Urquell, and we sat there and sipped them and just looked at each other, and our eyes went crazy, because it's like, this was 20 years ago, you know, when great beers were not so abundant.
Mm-hmm. And this is a great style, Bob. Thank you. No, it's been a style that's been in our portfolio for about a year and a half now. We've always kind of focused on IPAs, ambers, but this beer is just a neat little beer. It's Pilsners are tougher to make. They take longer. There's a lot of things that can stand out in them if there's an off flavor. And the cool thing about this beer, it kind of tells a little story about Trail Point. So on the can, it has a Native American marker tree.
Nice.
That's the story of basically part of the name of Trail Point, where the name came from. It's marker trees were directional markers to follow and an area of significance and a place to go. So,
well, I guess you could call Pilsner Urquell a marker tree too,
right?
Because that's an iconic beer. I'd say this is a little better.
Thank you.
And that's saying a lot.
I
don't want to say
really
little
good.
As a slam. They still make a legend. I mean, worldwide legendary beer. So you've kind of tipped it over.
So if you've not had a Czech Pils before, Pilsners are generally quite mild. This has a little bit of hop. But it's not, you know, my wife, I hate hoppy beers. I hate that bitter taste in the back
She'll
of
like
my
this
tongue,
one.
Right? You'd like this one
because yes.
It's there. There's a hint of it, but it's not overwhelming. It's
well, the hoppiness is a little bit of that, that Czech flair on there,
right?
And a little bit of that, the terroir of where this beer comes from. So that was our big job to create, and this beer is still a work in progress. We continue to try to perfect it and make it better. And
It's
one of our favorites.
Not sucking up. I see you brought a lot of it. I don't need to talk you into bringing a lot of beer. You already did it. I love complimenting excellence, and I think of some of the great brewers I've had the pleasure of meeting, especially like some of them when they were just starting out. And I think when I met you, you were 2 years into it, and I took a couple sips. And I mean, I'm 67. I've tried a lot of beers, and you know when it's really good or when it's like it's drinkable, or when it's like, oh my God, I can't stand it. This is excellent, and I don't know that I've ever had a beer at your joint that wasn't.
Thank you.
And I think it's going to go even better with Thomas is getting out some barbecue here. This guy knows how to cook food, Jop.
Well, while he's doing that, he handed his phone over to me while you were talking with Jeff, and it had pictures of this bus. Okay, you guys are way underselling this bus. The pictures I saw, it's a commercial stainless steel kitchen on wheels.
Yeah, but the outside is even cooler because it's so ghetto. It's just like black.
Flat black.
It looks like you could drive it into any kind of car show where you've got all the
So this is not your mama's city bus.
No.
Okay. And I saw the pictures from end to end in it. Two big serving doors that open up, you know, what I call them doors, but it's a window with the cover that flops down and goes up. But it's the real deal. If you see this thing parked somewhere, hit the brakes, go in and have some barbecue. Because,
you might think Snoop Dogg's driving the thing, is what I'm saying.
it's beautiful, but
it's pimped.
It's not something that's been cobbled up in somebody's backyard. This thing's professionally built. I can tell by looking at it. I mean, there's PEX piping through it. There's a bay under the bus that holds four propane tanks, generator connection on the outside of the unit, and it drives down the road.
Well, you can tell the guy grew up in the trades because he just has figured out how to do things.
Right.
And if you're in the trades, even if you're a commercial painter or whatever you're doing, it doesn't matter. You're working with drywallers. You're working with the tin knockers and the HVAC guys and, you know, plumbers. So you pick up
with them
a lot
day.
Of
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm telling you, Jop, you got to see this thing. You're going to love it. But the combination of this bus with Trail Point's excellent beers is like, I was so sad to have to drive another 45 minutes home because I had a 2-beer limit, right? It's like, that's just the rule.
Right.
I really wanted to stay.
Yeah. Well, I can see why. So here we go. The food's coming out. I can smell it. He's got all kinds of little boxes. Look at, wow!
I'm gonna
he's got
say
a
he makes
sauce
his own.
Carrier.
I'm gonna say he makes his own sauces.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he does.
They are all custom sauces. Yeah, a couple of them are homemade here. So.
A good barbecue guy will very often make certain ones. I don't think you always have to make them all because I still stick with Jop's favorite, which is the sweet pepper from.
Right, yeah.
Frank's.
Right, yeah. It comes from Gordon's in a jug, and it's a sweet. But it does. It does. And I give credit where credit's due. That's a good one.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little bit of heat and a little bit of sweet, and it's red, and it's just different. And you put it in a squirt bottle, and people love it. And
I'm
not
going to
take credit
you,
for somebody else's.
I'm anxious to see what you think of this brisket, because you and I are both kind of fussy, picky.
Don't necessarily
have to fall in love with everything you eat.
Right, but
look at those ribs.
I'm seeing baby backs here. I'm seeing some chicken. I'm seeing some brisket with an incredible looking bark.
Notice how the ribs are cut.
Yeah, right. Two bones.
Two bones.
Yeah, I was looking. I thought I counted three. I was counting. Why do you say that?
Two dogs humping.
Right. Yeah. Right. No. I saw three chickens and then three sets of ribs. That's why. I'm sorry.
I had to go Native American with that.
Two bones. Yeah.
You got the Trail Point.
Right, yeah. I get it.
You know the two dogs humping joke.
Yeah,
come on.
Right. But anyway, this is good looking stuff. This is really good looking stuff, and we're about to try it. But While he's dishing that up, I got two more beers in my hand here. One's called Oh My Amber, and the other one's called Starry Stoneworth. Which one should I open?
Open them both.
There you go. That is a brewer talking. Yeah. That's
winner,
a
winner.
Brewer talking.
That's right.
Winner, winner, winner. All right. So we're going to talk a little bit about this. Is Oh My Amber. My is Michigan, M-I. And tell us a little bit about it.
Oh, it's a Michigamber ale is what it is. It's been a beer that's been with us for probably the last 7 years, and it's been a great beer for us. It's our number one seller on draft. It's one of those styles that keeps on chugging. It's got a really nice kind of slight caramel profile to
it.
Yeah,
it does. Yeah, it does.
It's got some body, and it's just it goes with anything, really. It does.
Yeah.
It's a tough style if you're just starting out, because it's a little bit heavier, but I think it fits any food style that there is.
I would agree, and there's no hop forward on this one, and again, that's what the craft beer critic, the one that is used to drinking, you know, Busch Lights, they hate coming to a brewery pub because they think everything's got hops in it. This one doesn't, right?
Well, all beers, beers
have
hops. It
has it, but it's not forward.
Yes, right.
Yeah, thank
correct.
You. Thank you. Yep.
More of a balanced hop profile.
Yep, exactly.
Oh, the brisket's nice.
Is it?
I think it's better than it was last Saturday.
Yeah? Oh, and you had some then, too, yeah. Huh? Right.
So of course.
Must have been after those 2 beers.
Right. What's the first thing I do when I see a barbecue guy?
You're right. I know.
Let me try your brisket.
Right. Yep. Exactly.
That's
how I
judge. I'm very judgy.
Right. We all know that, Bob. If anybody's listening to the show and that's the first time you heard that, well, welcome to the show. It's your first time.
Why do you think we have such good guests?
Right. Right. Because the good guests are... are smart.
They've already passed the critique.
Right, the Bob test.
Do you want to bring in like a hack barbecue guy?
Right.
No. We've all been there.
All right. We're going to take a break because I want to eat some of this, and then we'll be right back,
goodness.
And I'll tell you how good it is. You listen to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Barbecue Bob for Garrett's Appliance. Lots of folks are remodeling, and if you are, you owe it to yourself to go to Garrett's Appliance. They made my kitchen the perfect example of elegant and functional. Visit either location, 29th Street in Kentwood or 28th Street in Wyoming. Garrett's Appliance also has a super lineup of patio kitchen equipment, and you can count on their design team for a perfect outdoor grilling area. Visit garrettsappliances.com. That's garrettsappliances.com.
Hi, this is Jim, founder of Schmoe's Brewing Company. We're a small, family-owned brewery that serves the Grand Rapids neighborhoods. We do things a bit differently at Schmoe's, sort of old school. We make all the styles of beer true to style. That's our focus. So you want to relax and enjoy a well-made craft beer that tastes like a craft beer is supposed to taste, stop into Schmoe's. We're located in Cascade on Patterson Ave, right before the ice rink. Or check us out at schmoes.com. We're open every day but Sunday.
The Grillin' Guys up.
Welcome back, Yarlis, the Grilling Guys. This might be somewhat of a silent segment from time to time because we're all eating now. I've got brisket and chicken thigh right in front of me. I see some ribs. But what I really want to talk about, the chicken's beautiful, very moist, very flavorful, but I'm dipping it in a cucumber jalapeno sauce that you've developed. Tell us a little bit about that, Tom.
So it's kind of based on a tzatziki for beef because I designed it for the brisket. Tastes really good with the chicken, and we put it on the pork sometimes as well when we make tacos. But it's just some ideas that I had of like what I wanted it to taste like. I wanted the heat. I wanted the sweet. I wanted the fresh from the cucumber. So I went home and I started messing around with it. It's a creamy barbecue, and I think it really tastes really good.
So what's this dark red one I'm trying? It's like a Memphis or a
So that's
St.
our
Louis?
Sweet barbecue. Yeah. It's Sweet Baby Ray's with some seasonings in it. And then
I want to talk a little bit about to the
we have a maple bourbon here too.
So. Yeah, about that. Is that you don't start with a base and start playing with it, right? And you're going to come up with some things that are really cool. It's a bottle of barbecue sauce. It's $3.
Well,
with it and see what you like.
Yeah. Yeah. And you brought up before Gordon's.
Yeah.
Gordon sells, I think it's Mastercraft and another, maybe their own brand, but they sell what
it's called. Yeah.
Masterpiece, yeah. And they call it a base. They call it a base.
Right.
And it's just a base sauce. So, or you can use ketchup or tomato sauce. You know, do it however you want, but play around. You can just get that base and do small batches with things you think you like, because that's how we all cook. That's how Jeff brews.
Yeah.
Don't you? I mean, don't you have certain go-to grains or hops or all the above malts?
Yes. You're always going to really start with what you're known, but there's also the room for experimentation and having fun. But yeah, you're right. You got to have a base.
I think people are like that in general. Joppy loves aluminum cans.
Oh, I like what's in the can. I don't care about the can.
He likes shiny
things? I
just like
what's in the can. Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing better than a bunch of empty cans.
Been there, done that. Yeah.
I don't know. I think a bunch of full ones is better.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if you're in the process of making them empty, that's a good thing. All right. Next one up. Jeff, I've got Starry Stoneworth, a juicy IPA. These have come into their own in the last few years. I think that the one that sticks out in my mind is that M43. That kind of brought Juicy to the forefront in several years ago. But tell us about yours.
You're correct. So that style started on the East Coast and moved to the Midwest. And
New England IPA.
New England IPA, yeah. Correct. Right. Juicy, kind of getting everybody into the IPA world that didn't like IPAs, but because we're balancing that bitterness, and you're getting more of that hop flavor. You're throwing the hops into the kettle when the temperature's down, so you're not isomerizing the hop and getting the drawing the bitterness out. This beer in particular is a Starry Stoneworth, is actually an invasive species, aquatic invasive species in Michigan. And this is a fun little project we did with MSU Extension.
Wow,
we did one
cool
last year, and it is. It's you're not stopping it, but you're going to help make people aware of.
So it's actually a critter. It's not an algae.
It's an algae.
Okay.
Correct. Yep, it is. Last year we chose a crayfish. The
really?
Same ones that we usually eat for crawfish boils.
Yeah.
They're tasty.
No, oh, that's funny.
So it's in the beer? Is that where you're going?
No algae in the beer here.
It's just like chicken.
I know. I was kidding.
I like this. I like this amber.
We've got a nice little blend of hops in that one.
This amber's beautiful.
Thank
what do you call it again?
Oh, my amber.
Oh, my amber.
Yeah. Amply named.
It's a Michigamber ale. True story.
Oh, I love all these little colloquial terms.
So Starry Stonewort is a invasive algae that is we're just fighting that in the state of Michigan. And
sounds,
you brewed a beer for to tribute that and to bring it to awareness.
Correct.
Yeah,
and it's a fun story and a fun project. And we have a good friend that works for MSU Extension, and she brought this idea to us a couple years ago to if we were able to help and spread awareness. And cause,
so you actually put the algae in your beer then?
Yes, yeah.
not so much.
Kind of like your pool.
So yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, now we know where it came from. So tell us just briefly, let's segue into that algae. Tell us what it's doing and where it is.
Well, it's invading lakes, and it's really not so much the Great Lakes, but smaller lakes. And it's really, it's spread from boats.
I was just going to say that.
From boats. So
yeah.
The whole thing on this
the build,
is to
dropping build one from pumps. One lake to the other.
Clean, drain, dry is really the protocol here. And make sure that you're looking over when you pull your boat out before you take it into another lake, and just be a good steward of the environment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Wow. And we all love watching boat ramp videos, so maybe there's another one you could throw in there.
Oh, yeah.
1 out of 10 guys can back a boat up. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Well, the amber's going down a little better than it needs to. But,
that goes great with barbecue.
Did you try this, Stoneworth?
I have to go home and try
the algae beer, Bob.
I have to go home and finish my barbecue, so I got to be careful.
You'll be fine.
But
just get there, yeah.
Chicken spot on, buddy.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you very much.
So tell us about your truck and where you go. Where are you normally at? Where can people see you? It's the size of a city bus. It's flat black, and it says Two Bones Barbecue on the outside in bright orange letters. You can't miss it. But
can't
where do you
it.
Usually
and
go?
And he is not a gang member.
Right.
No.
Just put that out
not
there.
Not yet. No. Never know.
Well, maybe
what
we should form one here.
Done.
This would be a great gang to have.
So, actually, we always tell people the best place to catch us is at Trail Point Beer.
Sure, absolutely.
In Allendale. Every Thursday night, they're really kind to us, and they give us a Thursday night for our entire season. We don't miss one of those as long as as good as possible. I don't think we've maybe only missed one or two in 5 years. And our season runs mid-March until right up to Thanksgiving. And so Trail Point Beer is the best place to catch us. We do a luncheon on Wednesday in Walker. Fridays and Saturdays, we move around. So,
isn't this just a good story?
Yep.
I mean, split second decision, and I'm honestly, it was just I had to see your bus because I wanted to stop at Trail Point anyway, but I'm like I'm dehydrated, I'm whipped because I've been working since 8 a.m. in that heat, and I was just like dead, and so I knew if I stopped there, I wouldn't want to leave. So I thought, oh, I'll just drive by, and I saw the bus and like locked up the brakes. I'm so glad I did.
I'm so glad you did too, Bob.
And it was so nice.
Jop, it was nice meeting you today
and,
as well.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, Jop, his family, his wife and daughter, just
so
salt
this is a family affair?
People.
Your wife and your daughter are helping you with the business?
Yeah, so I built it and then convinced them to work for me.
Suckered them.
So, yeah, but my wife, she runs the front window. And she is just the best at it of any food truck out there.
So what
she
I didn't see
welcome,
was your so. Smoker.
So
is it right on the bus?
I have one smoker on the bus. It's made by Cook Shack.
Oh, yeah.
It's a pellet smoker.
Yep.
It's more of a set
convenient.
It, set it and forget it kind of a smoker, but it produces but a really
bus,
good
But it's a professional. It's more of a professional smoker. It's not like a
I don't have time to
tailgater.
Babysit.
So then what do you have at home?
I have another Cook Shack smoker, but it's twice as big. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, double the
size. Size matters.
So. Yeah,
it
well,
does.
Sometimes.
It does.
It sure helps.
Always.
Yeah. So Jeff, if people don't know, tell us where Trail Point is. Tell us a little bit about the tap room and let everybody know how they can come see you.
Trail Point's located in Allendale, downtown Allendale. No, we're just a mile west of Grand Valley's main campus there in Allendale. We've been there since 2015. It's been we've got a great community there. We're continuing to grow and get better and continue to perfect what we do.
There's always a bunch of people in there when I go in there. That's probably not surprising, but it's I guess reassuring or it's good for you. I mean, you and your staff. You've got a lot of people there. But I finally got to meet your wife, and it's kind of the same story that the DeMotts have, where it's a family business.
Well, I have a partner, Gary Evans, as well, and him and his wife, Lucy, have been there right along with us. And, you know, we can't do it without our wives. It's a demanding business.
It is.
You have to be out there. You have to be, you know, you have time restraints, and you have events, and it never stops. And we
damn
love
radio guys call and want you to come in and bring booze and food. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Don't talk with your mouth full.
But I have to in this segment, dude. I have to.
Well, I guess what thoughts do you guys have? I guess Conrad's giving me the hook again, so it's time to say goodbye.
Well, Bob, it happens when we eat and drink on the air. Yeah. Time flies when you're having fun, baby. But, guys, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for really having us.
You know what?
Thank you guys.
Two Bones Barbecue. We got Trail Point Brewery. If you've not been able to frequent either one of these, you got to do it. It's great stuff. You've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill, and create some grill envy in your neighborhood. See ya.